The first thing you notice about 3-year-old Maisie Yost, aside from her curly red hair, is that Maisie doesn't notice you.
Pizza, 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 help.
Maisie's playing with a toy plastic airplane just 3 feet away. But she might as well be 3 miles away. She's fixated.
She's in her own world. She doesn't... Most children seek to please their parents. Mine doesn't, so...
Brenda Yost got the word from her doctor not long ago. Maisie has autism. She doesn't really have language yet. She's just repeating words more like sounds she hears. And Brenda says life with Maisie can be a challenge.
We haven't had a babysitter in over a year, you know, to go out. So nobody wants to, because she shrieks, she screams, she hits. She doesn't have self-control. I don't know. This is hard, so.
Yost says waiting lists for speech and behavior therapy make life even more difficult. She's had to fight for services for Maisie as it is. And Yost worries changes to autism's definition could make that fight harder. Technically, autism refers to a spectrum of developmental problems in someone's communication and social skills. Right now, a working group at the American Psychiatric Association is revising the 18-year-old criteria clinicians use to determine who's on the spectrum and who isn't. They say the spectrum is too wide, leading to a surge in diagnoses for the disorder. But autism advocates say a broad definition hasn't made getting those services any easier.
We are struggling by the skin of our teeth right now.
Christine Guth runs an autism support group in Goshen.
I am in touch with lots of families who are having trouble even with the diagnosis that they have now. They're having trouble getting services for their child. They say, oh, well, your child's passing the eye steps, so they don't need services.
Indiana spends $102 million on autism services in the state's schools. That's nearly quadruple the amount from a decade ago. And Elkhart Community Schools autism coordinator Roma Osterloo says a diagnosis is the only way schools see that money.
The label brings services and it brings money to the schools. And I think that's the biggest concern as far as schools go, is we need the money the label brings to help those kids.
Autism advocates fear the change to the definition will make the spectrum too narrow, taking away too many people's autism labels. But Indiana University autism expert Kathy Pratt says there's too much overlap between autism and other conditions listed in the DSM, the Bible on Diagnosing Psychiatric Disorders.
Right now, what the DSM is doing is just trying to tighten up the definition so that maybe some of those folks who were a little bit on the fringe maybe get diagnosed into a different category.
So if the autism spectrum does shrink, Pratt says it's likely many who would lose the autism label would still get services for learning disabilities, OCD, even anxiety. For Maisie, Brenda Yost figures the long-term prognosis is probably okay. She's old enough to get services from the public schools this year. But thinking about Maisie's future isn't always easy.
You reduce your expectations. Instead of hoping that she goes to Harvard like her grandma, I'm going to hope that someday she can graduate high school. Maybe go to technical school. Maybe go to college. I don't know. She's very smart.
In the morning, darling.
You grieve like you would for a death, you know. You do, the death of a child, you know, the child that you think you're going to have.
For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.